you call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Hey, Nicole, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, nice to chat to you all the way from Radio Adelaide.
Yeah, nice to chat to you.
So an Australian Academy of Science report has found the climate science workforce needs to grow by 77 employees over the next 4 years, as Australia has a critical shortage of climate scientists, leaving it at serious risk of not delivering essential climate and weather services to groups like farmers, coastal communities and international organisations. If this rise is not seen, what damage could be incurred?
So it's interesting because this Academy of Science report doesn't even take into consideration resources that might be needed for studying climate change mitigation or adaptation. So, you know, on top of all of that that risk, there are the things that you mentioned, like there's needs for general climate modelling, climate observations and climate services, which help industry and the broader public access information produced by scientists. And because of Australia's position in the world, being in the Southern Hemisphere, the report said that Australia had more to lose than other developed nations, and it's more exposed to the impacts of climate change. So, I mean, New Zealand's in the same boat.
Mm.
If we're not getting the, you know, necessary information and just not delivering these very basic services, let alone, you know, research about actual climate change, it's very worrying.
So what kinds of things do you think they're going to do to, you know, take action here?
I mean, it's really just up to the government to, you know, invest more in science. It's not looking good with, you know, either party, really. Like, we've got a two-party system here, Labor and Liberal, and neither seem to want to be investing in science. And it seems like, you know, it's an area that people keep cutting, kind of like foreign aid.
Mm.
So, you know, I don't know what can be done. I mean, I guess if the public gets more interested in science and, you know, there's more activism around it, maybe we'll get a change. But, yeah, it's looking a little bit bleak for climate science.
Yeah, until that support's seen, there might not be much change.
Exactly.
A landmark survey by the Human Rights Commission has found that more than half of all Australian university students were sexually harassed on at least one occasion last year. And the report also found that women experienced harassment and assaults at disproportionately higher rates than men. What else did the survey reveal?
Yeah, so this survey basically came out after a lot of women's groups on campuses had been making claims that universities were responding poorly to incidents of sexual assault. And like you said, yeah, more than half of all uni students were harassed on at least one occasion last year. And most of that harassment actually occurred in a university setting. So that includes on campus, travelling to and from uni, and off-campus events organised by the uni or endorsed by it. And this includes events held at residential colleges, which were reported as a particular area of concern.
Mm.
While sexual assault wasn't quite as prevalent as sexual harassment, it was still noteworthy, with about 7% of students experiencing that sometime last year. So all 39 universities involved in the study released individual data that shows which institutions had the highest rates of assault, which reportedly include ANU, Charles Sturt University and the University of South Australia, amongst others. So it is very worrying, and I think that it's a trend, well, not necessarily a trend, but I mean, it's an occurrence that seems to be coming to light that they've just not been spoken about for many years.
Mm.
It's really worrying.
I've seen that Mr. Schmidt, who is the Vice-Chancellor of ANU, has said that the ANU accepted all 9 recommendations in the report and would fully implement all of them. What kinds of recommendations are these?
The recommendations made included a commitment to action from uni leaders, so like improving you know, the ways that they respond to assaults and harassment. And I think I heard something about a hotline. I think some universities were talking about implementing a hotline, but also engaging in independent review to address high assault rates at residential colleges.
Mm.
So all the universities a lot of them have made comments about the recommendations and saying that that's not their own sorts of plans and things like that. So I hope that, yeah, they do implement them.
Yeah, yeah, sincerely hope that that goes through. Also, the latest NAPLAN results show students' performance has only improved marginally since tests that were introduced a decade ago. May I ask, NAPLAN, when I ask for, you know, us Kiwi listeners, for you to explain that to us.
Sure. So the NAPLAN test is given annually to primary and secondary school students across Australia to measure literacy and numeracy levels, and with the intention being hopefully finding ways to improve on both of those every year while we see the results coming out. So this is the 10th year that the test has been administered, and the results are showing that students' performance has only improved marginally since the test was first introduced. And while reading and numeracy have improved, the writing results have actually declined. So it doesn't seem like the NAPLAN results have been being put to good use over the past decade.
Mm.
So a lot of questions have been raised by it. People are wondering whether it's a curriculum issue we need to address, or teaching and learning, or even methods of assessment. And the education minister, in response, has said that the focus will turn to implementing needs-based funding across the country and just monitoring the levels of investment in education much more wisely. So it should be noted that the results are only preliminary and only give a national overview, and students will be able to get their individual results from the middle of this month, with the final report being released in December. So there'll be a lot of nervous children, teachers and parents waiting on those results.
Waiting on those results. Awesome. Okay, thank you so much for joining us today, Nicole. I hope you have a lovely afternoon.
You too.
No worries.
Bye.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.